Special rules. As under the old rules, which existed before the 1st of January 2010, there are a number of overrides to the normal basic place of supply rule. Firstly, services relating to land. The place of supply of services directly relating to land is the country where the land is located. This can give some bizarre consequences. You could have a UK architect designing a house in France for a Spanish customer. The place of supply is not the UK, where the supplier is. It is not Spain, where the customer is. The place of supply is France, where the land is located. Services relating to land include the grant, assignment, or surrender of any interest in or right over land, the provision in a hotel, inn, boarding house, or similar establishment of sleeping accommodation, any works of construction, demolition, conversion, reconstruction, alteration, enlargement, repair or maintenance of a building or civil engineering work, and services such as are supplied by estate agents, auctioneers, architects, surveyors, engineers, and others involved in matters relating to land. Where the land element is only incidental to the service, for example, consultancy services relating to hotel accommodation in France, this is considered under the normal place of supply rules, i.e. for business-to-business services, where the recipient belongs. Second exception is passenger transport. The transport of passengers is treated as being made in the country where the transportation takes place. In the case of more than one country, in proportion to the distances covered in each country. However, transport which takes place outside the territorial jurisdiction of a country takes place wholly in that country if it takes place in the course of a journey between two points in the country. Third exception, hiring of means of transport. The short-term hire of a means of transport is treated as made in the country where the transport is put at the disposal of the customer. Short-term hire is a continuous period not exceeding 30 days, unless the transport is a vessel, in which case the period is 90 days. This brings in a concept, though, of use and enjoyment. Where the hire of means of transport is effectively made in the UK, but the services are to any extent effectively used and enjoyed in a country which is not a member state of the European Union, then the supply is treated as being made to that extent in that other country. Similarly, where such a supply will be treated as made in a country which is not a member state, but the supply is to any extent effectively used and enjoyed in the UK, then the supply is treated as made to that extent in the UK. Another exception is restaurant and catering services. Supplies of restaurant and catering services are made in the place where they are physically carried out. So any restaurant serving meals in the UK would have to account for UK VAT, irrespective of the identity of their customers. Hiring of goods other than means of transport is covered by the basic rule, i.e. for business-to-business supplies, it is where the customer belongs. However, if a supply is treated as made in the UK, but the goods are to any extent effectively used and enjoyed in a country which is not a member state of the EU, then the supply takes place to that extent in that country. And similarly, if the supply is treated as made in a non-EC state, but the goods are to any extent effectively used and enjoyed in the UK, then the supply is treated as being made in the UK to that extent.